This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. 100 American citizens and permanent residents are still waiting to leave Afghanistan. And according to the State Department Monday, the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. A senior State Department official told reporters during a background briefing, the Taliban controls who is allowed to depart. The official also said the absence of regular air service makes evacuations difficult. The State Department said its officials are in regular communication with private groups chartering their own evacuation flights from the country and also in communication with the Taliban, consistently working to negotiate the safe departure of Americans. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague asked the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation. The investigation would look into actions of the Taliban and Islamic State Khorasan in Afghanistan. The ICC had spent 15 years investigating alleged war crimes in war-torn Afghanistan. The probe was put on hold a year ago by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. The ICC judges will now consider the prosecutor's request. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. The party that narrowly beat outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's bloc is pushing for a quick agreement on a coalition government. But Europe's biggest economy could still be in for weeks of uncertainty after an election that failed to set a clear direction. Olaf Scholz of the center-left Social Democrats called for the center-right Union Bloc to go into opposition on Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden received a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot Monday. His booster comes days after his administration approved a third shot of Pfizer's vaccine for certain populations. President Biden told reporters at the White House that boosters are important, but the most important thing we need to do is to get more people vaccinated with their initial shots. He said 77% of the U.S. adult population has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved the boosters last week for those ages 65 and older, frontline workers such as teachers, healthcare workers, and others whose jobs place them at risk of contracting COVID-19, as well as those 50 to 64 with underlying conditions. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he also received a booster shot Monday and encouraged Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Adding he's a lifelong champion of vaccinations after surviving childhood polio. The Biden administration has released a plan to shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the United States as young children from deportation. It is the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the legality of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The proposal aims to satisfy concerns of a federal judge who ruled in July that the policy was illegal. It takes on heightened importance as prospects for legislation have dimmed. A Cornell University professors say there are no major changes and that it is an effort to bulletproof the policy from legal challenges. The lead judge investigating last year's massive blast in Beirut's port suspended his work in the case on Monday. This comes after a former cabinet minister demanded his dismissal. Monday's move comes amid a growing campaign by Lebanon's political class against the judge. Judge Tarek Bitar took over the job in February after his predecessor was removed following legal challenges by senior officials he had accused of negligence that led to the blast. Hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate, a highly explosive material used in fertilizers, exploded on August 4th of 2020. At least 214 people were killed and more than 6,000 injured. Officials say one person was killed and several injured in a magnitude 5.8 earthquake that rocked the Greek island of Crete Monday. At least one person was left dead and several injured. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.